Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. It is 5:30 here on a Friday, and it's time to make some money. Joining us right now on the line, the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are brought to you by Bet Rivers. Go check out all the latest lines today at BetRivers.net. Hey, Nick, how you doing? Lou and Christian here.
Lou and Christian, happy Football Friday, guys. There Great to be on with you. Let's rock, man. Let's get this done here.
Money. Listen, you sound very excited. So first I want to get your thoughts. You seem very excited about the Aaron Boone extension. I know you're a big Yankee fan. You love that one, right?
You know, I'm choosing to focus here on the Knicks and their big double overtime win on Wednesday over the Celtics. But look, I tweeted this the other day, and like I appreciate you guys pulling my light. It is what it is, man. Like, when I grew up, the Red Sox were the Yankees were the Red Sox daddy. Now the Red Sox are our daddy, and so is the rest of baseball. And also logic, common sense, and reason, apparently. Einstein's theory of insanity, gentlemen, dictates doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, Hal Steinbrenner is insane, Brian Cashman is insane, and Hal's a trust fund baby who doesn't know what he's doing. So yeah, Red Sox fans, you might lose to the Astros, season might end, but at least you'll be better than the Yankees in the near future.
All right, that sounds good. All right, let's get to the NFL. Let's get to Sunday, because it was a week two trip up to New York, where the Pats won 25-6. We knew Zach Wilson turned the ball over four times, so this week, they return. They're home right now. 7-point favorite, Pats, Jets. Is it going to be a different game? Why would it be a different game, and who do you like in this one?
Well, I think the only reason why it could be a different game is because, you know, they did play back in week number two. So, I mean, it's like adjustments can obviously be made here if you think the Jets coaching staff has any brains. And I think that kind of, like, remains to be seen. They could not. And the Jets are also coming off their bye, so an extra week of rest here. So the Jets have the rest advantage as well going into New England here against the Patriots. I can tell you guys, and this is not meant to be like a cop-out, I had the Patriots last week. I feel like I always have picks for the Patriots games. They really should have covered last week. That was a hard luck loser in overtime against the Cowboys. I don't think I'm going to bet this game. I actually think the Jets have an avenue to covering here. I think that it's possible, right, that Zach Wilson could come out and play well coming off the bye if adjustments have been made. I also think it's possible that Bill does his Jedi mind tricks on the rookie quarterbacks, with the exception of Davis Mills, which was really weird. And he could throw like four interceptions again. So this is actually a stay away for me on side in total. I think the Patriots are likely to win. I'm not convinced they're going to cover. I also think they could win by 10. I'm all over the place here. It happens sometimes, so no play for me on the Patriots and the Jets.
Do the line, do they tend to move based on just a team coming off a bye week or something like that?
Sure, like, but stuff like this is baked into the number when it comes out, because I think kind of like a misnomer that people have is like, well, you know, it's like yesterday, I'm going to try not to make this too long, but like, it's like yesterday with the Broncos, Browns game, where people will come in on Thursday and be like, oh, the line's 1.5 and Baker Mayfield's out, give me the Broncos. It's like, or the number was 4 and now it's 1.5. Like, all these things are always baked into the number already. So it's like, no, like people could say, oh, well, the Jets have the rest advantage here, so I'm going to bet them. Like, that's baked into this number. That's why the number's not higher for the Patriots. That's why it only opened at -7. So I think the assumption should always be, it's like, you're late to the party if you're showing up on Friday being like, well, I think I've got an edge that the sports books have missed. It's like, no, like, you don't. That's it's not how it works at all.
We're talking to Odyssey Betting Sports Insider Nick Kostos. Nick, you know, normally in this league, you don't really see, like, you know, over 2 touchdown spreads. So I want to get your thoughts on both of these games. They're both home. Lions-Rams, I believe it's sitting at 16.5. Texans-Cardinals, 17.5. These are These are huge numbers. They're teams that can put up points, but still the NFL, where do you lean when you see a number like that?
Cardinals, Texans have no interest. I think I'd actually lay it with Arizona if I had to play anything in that game with Davis Mills set to start, but I'm not going to bet that one. Backdoors literally open the whole game with the 17.5 point spread. No interest there. I did bet the Lions earlier in the week, so I have Lions plus 15. Purely a numbers play for me, and like I always say this, and like it's not to be a cop-out, it's just the truth, right? Like the Rams could win this game by 30. They could annihilate the Lions. All the stupid narratives people are peddling, like, oh, McVay and Stafford want to kill them. Like, they don't want to kill every opponent they play. I think Christian could speak to this, right? Like, of course the Rams want to kill the Lions. They want to kill every team they play. Like, they killed the Giants last week. But let's think about it like this. The Lions have played some really good teams this year. Week one against the Niners. We've seen them play Baltimore. We've seen them play Green Bay. We've never seen a line approach anything like this over two touchdowns. So for me, it just becomes a valuable play based on, like, closing numbers in the market. So I'll take the Lions anything above two touchdowns. But, like, if it's Rams minus 13.5, I'm not betting the Lions then, just because I'm around that key number of 14, over 14. I have bet the Lions. Again, they could lose 30-3. I just think it's a valuable bet. It's one that I'll make 10 times out of 10 and live with the results.
So the one game that's kind of, you know, interesting to me is this Kansas City at Titans. So they opened up, I think Kansas City opened up a 4-point favorite. Now it's like almost 5.5. I mean, didn't the Titans just beat the Bills? And they're playing at home. That sums up with this one. This one is kind of sketchy to me. What do you think?
Well, I did have the Titans on Monday night against Buffalo, which was really nice. I'm not going to do it twice, though. I love Kansas City in this spot here. Kansas City's really been held back offensively by a lot of their turnovers this year, specifically in the red zone. But Kansas City's offense is, like, playing historically well right now. Like, the only reason they didn't score 50 last week or close to it against Washington is because of the red zone turnovers and big-time miscues. So the way that I'm betting this game is I'm going to bet on the turnover starting to regress for Kansas City, not turning it over as much. I'm not going to bet on Kansas City's offense continuing to struggle in the red zone. I think Kansas City could legitimately score every time it has the ball in this game. So Kansas City team total overs for me, 30.5 or 31.5. Would rather have 30.5. I think they could score 40. I think they could score again every time they have the ball. Love the Chiefs coming up on Sunday. I have laid it against the Tennessee Titans.
All right, Nick, I'm looking at the AFC North. Huge game there. Bengals at the Ravens. I think the Ravens 6.5 they're giving them. Is this like a prove-it game for the Bengals, or is this just, are you too impressed with what Baltimore's been able to do early in the year?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, right? It is kind of a prove-it game for Cincinnati. Can you hang with the big boys in the AFC after they did hang with Green Bay, although Green Bay should have won that game by, like, double digits if Matt LaFleur wasn't such a conservative idiot coaching that game. But, I kind of like the Ravens. I'm not a huge fan of most NFL head coaches' in-game decision-making. By the way, Bill hasn't been great with it this year, if we're being honest. Anyway, Ravens, 6.5 against the Bengals. I think the line's pretty much right. If I had to bet it, I would bet Baltimore, because when I on-field handicap it, I think Baltimore is going to score high 20s, low 30s in this game. Do I think that Cincy has enough offensively to score and hang and fall inside the number? We just saw Baltimore's defense shut down Justin Herbert and that white-hot Chargers passing attack, and I think that passing attack is better right now than what we see in Cincinnati and has better coaching. So if I had to bet the game, I would only bet Baltimore, no interest in Cincinnati.
So what's your go-to guaranteed lock of the week?
I like the Eagles a lot. I need to get 3, and I think this number is kind of ping-ponging back and forth from 2.5 to 3. It was 3.5 early in the week, and I know I always offer this like cheap plug, but it's true. Got to listen to You Better You Bet during the week. We're talking about these games on Monday, giving you the best of the number. Gave you Broncos plus 4 on Monday, and then we came back with the Browns yesterday, hitting the middle, which was great. So we have Eagles plus 3.5. If you can get Eagles plus 3, I think Philly's going to win on Sunday at the Raiders, so Philly would probably be one of my best bets. I love Kansas City, a game we already touched on as well, and if I can give you guys, and Christian, I know you were asking about these earlier in the season, a two-team teaser for everybody this weekend. The Miami Dolphins up at home from plus two, to plus 8, 8-point home dogs against the Falcons. And let's tease the Packers down from either 8 or minus 7.5 to either minus 1.5 or 2 at home against Washington. I think that's a winning teaser play. That would be Packers and Dolphins coming up on Sunday.
So real quick, you mentioned that Atlanta at Miami. I was actually seeing some stuff on them, and it was like, just, you got to explain this to me, because just for us novice gamblers here who are trying to make some money, don't want to make a bad mistake. All right, when I see something like 59% of the money is on Atlanta, is that a trend that I should look for when it comes to, you know, looking for information or hints as far as you know, what I should put my money on?
Here's the way I love this question. Here's how I want people to think about it. That information comes from sports books. Do you think that, like, let's say you have a gun in your hand right now, right? It'd be like, you want to kill me, and I'm going to be like, here's some bullets. Do you really think sports books are going to give out information that's going to help them make them lose money? Like, this stuff is all completely irrelevant, and it gets bandied about by people, quite frankly, that don't know what the hell they're talking about. Like, 80% of the public's on this side, so I'm going to go the other way. It's like, or it's like people that sit down at a roulette table, right? And it's come up red five times. It's, well, it has to be black now because it's been red the last
time. And then it goes green.
It's like, or the sample size is infinite. And when the sample size is infinite, crazy random things can happen. Like the public could win one week, and believe it or not, the public could win again the next week. And then they could win again the next week. So it's like people like to think about things in these vacuums, right? It's like, oh, well, this week is its own, like, sports books lost last week, so they're definitely going to win this week. It's like, or that might not happen. It's like, and then it's like people will rush to prove like what they said correct. Like sports books, you know, could win this weekend. The public could get killed, and people be like, "Oh, told you, fade the public." It's just not how it works. That information is largely useless. Again, do you really think that if people were gonna, if like sports books felt like they were giving you information that would beat them, do you really think they'd be giving it out to you? It's not even like people are seeking it out; they're providing it. It's like, you want to kill me? Here's some bullets. Kill me. No, it doesn't matter. Right, it's good conversation fodder. That's it.
I like it. All right, bailout special Sunday night. Colts, Niners. Niners are home, giving 4. Help the people out there. Might have had a tough day or want to roll all their money on Sunday night.
All right, so I'll tell people this. It looks like we're going to have severe weather potentially rolling into San Francisco on Sunday night, including like wind gusts. The magic number we're looking for in wind is like 18 miles per hour or more. And that could happen on Sunday night, which would screw up both teams' passing games, turn this into a run fest. The total is dropped down to 44. So I'm not trying to cop out here, but like people, just make sure you're checking the weather reports here, because if the weather is like 20 miles per hour or more, neither team's going to be able to throw the football. It's going to be a really ugly football game. So let me offer this advice instead. If you out there, if you like the San Francisco 49ers, if the weather is going to be okay and you like the Niners, bet this number now. Don't wait. Once Jimmy Garoppolo's announced as the starting quarterback, this number is going to go up. It's at -4 right now. Could go to 4.5, 5, even 5.5. If you like the Colts, wait until kickoff, because again, once Garoppolo gets announced, you will get the best of the number with Indy. But you got to wait if you like the Colts. Don't wait if you like the 49ers, and make sure you're checking this weather report going into Sunday, because this total is dropping steadily right now. Again, I'm seeing 43s on the board now with potential severe winds in line in the Bay Area on Sunday night.
All right, Nick. Well, listen, man, we really appreciate it. Enjoy, and good luck this weekend coming off that big middle there on Thursday night. So good luck.
Yeah, the picks have been good recently, so looking forward to it. Gentlemen, wishing you and all your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And I don't want Boston to beat Houston, but let's at least get a Game 7 and get the drama ramped up.
I'm with you there.
Please.
I'm with you there. All right, Nick, appreciate it, man.
Thanks,
have a great weekend.
Later, guys.
All right, that was your host of You Better You Bet and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Also, be sure to check out the You Better You Bet podcast. For more of Nick Kostos' analysis, you just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. All right, by the way, this hour of Maloney and Fourier is brought to you by Window World of Boston. Give them a call at 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online at windowworldofboston.com. We got MF Ups. That is coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.